This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Trump administration, meanwhile, is vowing to defeat the massive criminal enterprise known as MS-13. Today, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, blamed a nearly open southern border for the gang's rise and says that defeating them will be a top priority for his Department of Justice. The president chimed in, tweeting this: the weak illegal immigration policies of the Obama administration allowed bad MS-13 gangs to form in cities across the U.S. We are removing them fast. So what is the plan to beat MS-13, which is estimated to have 10,000 members in the United States? The Attorney General of the United States joins us now. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you, Tucker.
So to what extent are the immigration policies of the last couple of presidential terms tied to the rise of MS-13?
There's no doubt that it had an impact because so many of these people are illegally here, and they came without proper authority, and with a good lawful border, many of them would not be here. They've sent some of the most violent people who would never have cleared a proper visa situation, a visa process. They had crimes they've committed in El Salvador. So, yes, I don't think there's any doubt that the open border, the lawlessness that we've had, is a factor in the rise of this MS-13.
So some of them, we know, came here as unaccompanied minors illegally and were allowed to stay. Under the former policies, do you know, if an unaccompanied minor was found to have ties to MS-13, would he have been immediately deported or allowed to stay?
No, I think the MS-13, the undocumented people who came were sent here by their leaders back in El Salvador, many of them operating from jail where they're serving murder convictions and those kind of things. So they were directed how to enter if they came and claimed on themselves as a minor.
Yeah.
The Obama administration let them come in the country, then took them to their destination city and turned them over to some relative that claimed to be a relative. So they had a mechanism to enter the country. Now, they've been here, a number of them have, for a number of years, but in the late, in the mid-80s and up to mid-90s, really 2000, about 2009, we had some real progress against them. The numbers dropped. The violence was on the defensive, but they've come back aggressively in the recent years.
So there are cases documented of MS-13 members bragging about exploiting our permissive immigration laws. How will you change the policies to keep them out?
Well, first, we're going to secure the border. We're going to build a wall. We're going to add more agents on the border.
Yeah.
The numbers have already dropped dramatically. We had March was the lowest entrance of illegal immigrants in 17 years in this country. And that's Donald Trump's leadership. He is determined to do that and end this lawlessness. We're backing him up. The Homeland Security Department is really working hard, and we're going to continue on that. And so the numbers are down. So when fewer enter, our Border Patrol have a much better chance of catching those who do, identifying those who are violent, and deporting them.
Here's what I don't understand. That seems like a pretty obvious solution that any country acting in its own interest would do. Why hasn't that been done? Why, if we knew these people were coming from El Salvador and joining a criminal enterprise like this that killed people, why would we allow that?
We just simply have been in denial about this whole process. We are having a lot of people come to the country who are not dangerous illegally, but a lot of them are, and these groups are, and there's been such a political defense of the entire process, a defense and attack of anybody who wants to end the lawlessness. What we want to say to the world is, please come lawfully.
Yes.
Wait your term. Make your application, and it'll be evaluated. And if you're accepted, come. But don't come illegally. That's what the American people have a right to expect their government to do. And in the process, we can protect them from some of the violent criminals and terrorists that are coming in.
So the government of El Salvador has designated MS-13 a terror organization. Would it be helpful for our government to do the same?
I think so. Perhaps. I believe it could qualify for that. There are rules that I guess the State Department does to establish that. But we know they're violent. We know that if we focus our prosecutorial and investigative resources, and we had a meeting today with all the top federal law enforcement officers and the agencies in our government to focus on this group. And as we have cases and we work them hard, we pursue convictions and then we deport people who are here unlawfully, we can devastate this gang. We're going after them. We are not going to allow them to take over a block, a corner of our communities and terrorize people with this violence. They use machetes. They kill children. They put children in prostitution at age 12. This is one of the most violent gangs in the history of our country, no doubt about it.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think it is ironic that people may think he's a little less, but I don't know how you can think he's more or less dishonest when he called Obama an illegal immigrant
right.
for 8 years and just laughs it off. And he says stuff that we know he knows under a lie detector test he would flunk. We know he didn't really believe Obama was from Kenya because there's absolutely no evidence of that.
Right.
And
he knew and we know there's no audit. Can't the IRS just make a statement, he's not under audit? Just make the announcement. By the way, that would be a good leak.
People have been inviting the IRS people to do that for months now. And to their credit, so far they haven't.
You know, this is the problem with Chris Matthews on several cases there. First of all, as it's noted, when you're president of the United States, your taxes are automatically under audit. So it is under audit. So, I mean, it's like, what, you're not aware of these basic principles and operations that take place? And this whole deal about the president and his birth certificate. I mean, when is that going to go to rest? You know, can we just put it to bed? I mean, you've got an incredible amount of research. I think Joe Arpaio and Mike Zulu have researched this for 6 years. They discovered clearly, without a doubt, and with outside expertise help, 1,000 miles apart, an expert from Hawaii and an expert, I think, in Europe, have looked at the birth certificate that the president put on the government website and said it's fraudulent. Okay, now that's criminal in and of itself. And this is the president of the United States putting on a government website, presenting an official document, a birth certificate, which is official, and saying this is my official birth certificate. And you talk about chuckling. He chuckled about it because it was like, all right, for the time being, it quieted Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton about his birth certificate, settled it. But wait a minute, let's roll back. Who was the one that said he was born in Kenya? Oh, that's right, it was Barack Obama. In his own book, his own publicist, you know, talked about it. All his information, his schooling and everything like that is all locked down, cost millions of dollars in order to lock away all his information. And wasn't him or Harry Reid, even other Democratic leaders who said, gosh, if you don't want to reveal something, it tells us you're trying to hide something. Well, yeah, you think, you know, you spend millions of dollars to hide your transcripts and all that stuff. That might give somebody some consideration. But, you know, most people are tired of talking about it. They don't even want to bring it up. But, you know, the fact that they bring it up, like, is just because people are tired of talking about it, it doesn't mean that they believe you. They just know you're lying out your teeth, and they surrender. The white flag of surrender is up and just saying, okay, hey, you guys want to keep lying, you want to stay delusional, that's up to you. And we just move on. We got better things to worry about if the people want to believe that Barack Obama's birth certificate is legit, that he put on the government website to quiet everybody once and for all, and that's a legit document, you know, go ahead, in spite of what the experts say. So, and you probably it probably goes along with the same people that want to believe the faux science on climate warming and climate change. Yeah, climate is changing. There's no doubt about it. But to try to come up with the stuff, and of course, as if that's not enough, Scott, you know, at the theater the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh, I almost choked on my popcorn. There's the there's the trailer for Al Gore's Part Deux, a movie on climate change, and all this all these warnings. Like, wait a minute, you know, what happened to the days when somebody predicts something? And once they do it, it doesn't come through, you know, true, then they lose all credibility. Nobody hears from them ever again. But no, not climate change, not global warming.
Well,
not Al Gore.
Then they jump behind that the old. Well, it's not an exact science curtain. It's still a problem, but it's not exact science.
Can you imagine how many scientists went into a ditch on that one, that it's not an exact science, you know, on that reason?
Well, even though you can find reports from like 1920 where they're talking about the same stuff, that the ice caps won't be there and polar bears will all be gone. Because there was a time that some senator brought it up to a so-called climate scientist.
Polar bears want to stick around because they can drink Coke. You know, they don't want to. You know, they don't want to be without Coca-Cola. You know.
Well, yeah, but it's just funny that you can find similar things being said in 1920. I always like to tell people, point out that when I was in grade school, we heard about a hole in the ozone layer. A hole that was unfixable, and it would never go away.
Right.
Well, lo and
that was
behold,
the hairspray.
Yeah.
Well, the hairspray.
Aerosol cans.
Yeah.
Well, lo and behold, it's gone away. Where's the hole? So, or it's shrunk down significantly, and it's minuscule at this point. Mm-hmm. So, again, one. Who are we to think that we can have such a say on the earth? And secondly, if it is such a big problem, why are these people trying to sell the technology to places like China and India and things like that? Why aren't they just giving it to them? A guy like Elon Musk, I believe that he wants to do good things, because when he created a better battery for electric cars, mm-hmm. he didn't keep that patent to himself. He right. opened the patent to everybody, and he basically said, if you can make this better, go to town. So, I mean, that tells me that he's actually worried about, you know, the big picture.
Exactly.
And all these other people, I mean, don't you think that Al Gore would find a better way to travel around the world if everything was other than plane, which we know kicks tons of carbon emissions into the atmosphere?
Yeah.
Why not take a boat? Well, it takes too long. Well, then start your trip a week early. I mean, it's just...
It could be like Peter Greenberg, our friend, we're going to hear about a little bit later on. Be on a cruise ship. Check out a cruise ship. Why not?
No, it's not
about that. I mean, this whole deal, it's more nefarious than that, Scott. And that's what more and more Americans are waking up to, that this is all a ruse. It's all a ruse to control the minions. And the fact that so much money... you know, from elites, Hollywood types, and that, you know, that think that America, Main Street America, is just flat out stupid, that they don't know better.
Well,
you know, that somehow that they can be coerced into believing this big lie here.
And you know, I like how that if you challenge it at all, you're dubbed as being some sort of hater of Earth. Look, there was a littering program. You know, I don't litter. Why? Because I don't want to see trash everywhere.
Yeah.
So I get it, you know. And, you know, we have all that, the garbage island in the Pacific Ocean. Sure, let's figure out a way to get rid of it. I mean, I'm all for that. But if you're gonna act like you're trying to save the Earth and be altruistic, let's start actually giving the places that aren't up to our standards the technology so they are up to our standards, and stop trying to sell it to them.
Well, you got to know China and these other countries, these emerging countries, they're laughing all the way to the bank, and they just let Al Gore give them place, and if they can support him, support this nonsense. This allows them to get an inside track and to, you know, have an opening to pass the United States when it comes to GDP. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you think they're worried. I trust your taste simply to this. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Thank you, America, for joining us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is a very independent Bill Martinez. News just breaking. It came out early this morning that Aaron Hernandez has committed suicide. He killed himself in prison. Aaron, of course, the former New England patriot and convicted killer, killed himself in prison overnight. This is what authorities are reporting. A message sent out by Christopher Fallon, the Assistant Deputy Commissioner of Communications of the Massachusetts Department of Correction. This is according to CBS Boston has filed this report. On April the 19th, 2017, Aaron Hernandez was discovered hanged in his cell by corrections officers at the Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center in Shirley, Massachusetts at approximately 3:05 this morning. Life-saving techniques were attempted on Mr. Hernandez, and he was transported to UMass Leominster, where he was pronounced dead at 4:07 a.m. by a physician at the hospital. Mr. Hernandez was in a single cell in a general population housing unit. He hanged himself utilizing a bed sheet that he attached to his cell window. Supposedly, he had blocked the door with items, so the door would be jammed. And so, as they say, the officials there on a routine check discovered his body. And so that is the news coming out of Boston. Hernandez's body has been turned over to the state medical examiner's office in Boston, where an autopsy will determine the cause and manner of death. This according to a statement from the Worcester District Attorney Joe Early Jr., the investigative reporter for WBZ-TV. Cheryl Fiandaca said investigators will be looking into the time Hernandez entered his cell, the last time guards checked on him, and if there were any incidents leading up to his death. They said that he wasn't on suicide watch, that, after being, after the last trial where, he was not convicted, but he still had the initial sentence of a life sentence for murder on the earlier case, right, Scott?
Yeah, he was convicted in 2013 for murder and given a life sentence. So
it was the murder of Odin Lloyd, right?
Odin Lloyd, yes. Yeah. And then the next two that came up are what he got off on, last week, I believe it was. Mm. And So, I've heard some speculation that maybe he thought that when he was acquitted of those two charges, that meant that he was also, that he could go free, and that the Odin Lloyd was, trial was somehow a part of that. I don't know, though. But he hung himself in his cell.
Well, and here it is. Of course, his fiancée is left behind along with a four-year-old daughter. An incredible story for a troubled man, and it would appear that the demons finally caught up with him. I mean, I think back and watching him at the University of Florida and then drafted by the Patriots in 2010. And here he has had everything going his way, and he just signed a big contract before all this broke out, right?
Yeah, he 4 years ago he was one of the better tight ends in the league, just signed a contract, he still had some money left. They said that he was burning through his money pretty quick, though, with the appeals and everything like that. How do you explain this to his kid?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Coach Belichick even said, this was last week, he had commented when asked about Hernandez that it is a tragedy and it's heartbreaking. To think that, here you've got this week. Is it this week that the Patriots are meeting with the president? They'll be in D.C. to meet with the president, kind of the annual event that takes place with the Super Bowl champions. And even watching that game, I thought, I don't know why I kept thinking of Hernandez, Aaron Hernandez, that he should have been there. He should have been there, but sadly he's not, and he's no more, and he will be a memory. And it's just hopefully there's a lesson to be learned here, Scott. You've got a life ahead of you, and you got talent, and it's the road you choose to go on.
Well,
these are all the choices that, Aaron Hernandez, the bottom line is, he reaped what he sowed. And, yes, his troubled past and all those things, But it still comes down to the individual decisions that you make. And his ultimate individual choice he made was to hang himself.
All because he felt disrespected. You know, he felt, that's why they say that he killed Olden Lloyd, because he felt disrespected.
And at the bar with these two others, supposedly the same thing, right?
Yeah, yep. And talk about so stupid. Yeah. I mean, you're making millions of dollars to play a game. You're a Pro Bowl player. You're making it to the Pro Bowls. You're playing in Pro Bowls. You're being touted. You and Gronkowski are being touted as the, you know, dynamic duo of tight ends.
Exactly.
And you throw that all away because you felt disrespected by people that don't even matter in the long run. You know, it wasn't his fiance or his daughter or his mom or his dad that were disrespecting him. It was just some guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And who cares? You know, if you feel disrespected, go home and pull up your bank account. You know, oh well, I guess I'm doing all right. You know, who cares what that guy said?
Or you follow the lead of one Aaron Hernandez and look what you have today. Well, Scott, there's no doubt people will be talking about this. That's the information that we have as of right now. A couple of other things that, and we'll talk about this a little bit more in our water cooler talk time with Andrea Kay, who's coming up a little bit later on. A new book out regarding Hillary Clinton's doomed campaign is called Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. Jonathan Allen, award-winning political journalist, New York Times bestselling author, and Amy Parnes have come together to give us an inside look. All this stuff that you thought could potentially be going on in the Clinton campaign, because, you know, you look at it and you go, wow, here it is. People had her pegged 95-90%. It was going to be a runaway win for Hillary Clinton. But you knew things were goofy inside based on what was going on. Of course, then we got those revealing information from, you know, from WikiLeaks. About Donna Brazile, Podesta's emails. I mean, it was like emails killed Hillary Clinton. You know, whether it had to do with her as the Secretary of State, subsequent emails, Donna Brazile giving information to Hillary in advance, things that were said about certain people, and the lack of a message. Quite intriguing, but a lot of people are going to be talking about this book. It's quite fascinating, the research that Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes have put together here. Shattered. The other thing, too, and we'll hear from Congressman Ken Buck. You know, you talk about things being revealed. His new book, Drain the Swamp, How Washington Corruption is Worse Than You Think. Yes, even worse than you think. Ken Buck is, has quite the story from Colorado. He talks about lavish parties, committee chairmanships for sale, pay-to-play corruption, backroom arm-twisting, votes on major legislation going to the highest bidder. The congressman steps out. And to do this sort of thing, you know, to blow the whistle on Congress, you got to imagine how powerful, Congress is, and D.C. and the Beltway. You know, we talk about halfway kiddingly, but really there's a lot of truth there. As someone once said, there's always a little bit of truth in every kid, is that, we talk about, the cocktail parties and the reindeer games that take on and the peer pressure that takes place. And, the congressman said when he first got there, I mean, his orientation was, hey, you can go along or go against the tide. If you go against the tide, it's not going to go so well for you. But going along, hey, you'll be set up. You'll enjoy all the good stuff, chairmanships, all this other stuff. But this is the way the game is played. And here is somebody as a prosecutor, and the rule of law is faced with the haziness and the gray area of the D.C. Beltway. Quite disturbing. Drain the Swamp. We'll talk with Ken Buck later on as well. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale. With 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19. Bamboo from $1.39. Get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents. Limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents and more. Plus, special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us, whether it's on any one of the 280 affiliates that carry Bill Martinez live or around the world via shortwave. Good to have you along with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. April is Cancer Control Month. You know, nearly everyone has been touched by cancer. In fact, more than 1.6 million people in the U.S. are diagnosed with cancer each year. Founded in 2005, Breakaway from Cancer is a collaboration between Amgen and four nonprofit organizations. Its aim is to raise awareness of important resources available to people affected by cancer, from prevention to survivorship. Anyone confronted with a cancer diagnosis knows that one person alone cannot fight cancer. You need a strong support team, and I guess that's the main takeaway that we offer in our conversation with Joan London. Joan London is with us, award-winning journalist. She is a breast cancer survivor, and the CEO of Cancer Support Community is also with us, Kim Thibodeau. Ladies, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, Joan, when it comes to cancer, why is early detection so crucial?
I'm just so grateful that I found my cancer early enough that I was able to go through treatment and survive it, and I'm now cancer-free. We know we live in a great time when there are amazing treatments available, and new ones come on board just constantly, but you have a better chance of surviving and a better chance of a good prognosis if you catch it early, in an early stage. So it's really important that people understand their family medical history, so that you have a better understanding of when you should start your screenings. And then be vigilant. Make sure that you get that colonoscopy, that mammogram, that head-to-toe skin check, you know, all the time. Put it on your calendar. Don't forget it. Because if you catch it early enough, there's a good chance today that you'll be able to survive it.
Exactly. It's kind of my oncologist said to me, Joan, it's about options. You want to have as many options as possible, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and your options become much fewer if they catch it at a later stage. Mm-hmm. So I just can't impress upon people enough the importance of, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think I was going to ever get breast cancer because mm-hmm. I didn't have it in my family history.
Right.
I was kind of nonchalant about it. And had I known that less than 15% of women diagnosed with breast cancer ever had a family history. And, you know, I think about it, and I'm a journalist who's, I'm out interviewing the experts all the time. Mm-hmm. And yet I walked through life kind of feeling like I was immune and that it wasn't going to happen to me. And I think a lot of people are that way. I hear from women who say, I'm healthy and I eat well and I work out all the time and I get, so how could it happen to me? We just all have to be really vigilant these days.
Well, Kim, as the CEO of Cancer Support Community, you know, we have been told that with many advisors comes success. And this, again, is reinforced, particularly when it comes to cancer, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Bill. You know, we want folks who are listening today to know that they don't have to face cancer alone, that we want to help them put together a care team around them. First of all, we want to make sure they get the right diagnosis, get good medical care, and a good treatment plan. But there's a whole other side to the coin, and that is the emotional and social and practical and financial aspects of a cancer diagnosis. And so Amgen has really put together this amazing team through breakawayfromcancer.com, four organizations, Prevent Cancer Foundation, the Patient Advocate Foundation, the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, and my organization, the Cancer Support Community. And all of us together are here to let folks know that we have the tools and the help and the support and the resources to let folks know that they can face cancer empowered. We can face cancer together, whether they're looking for support, information on how to talk to their kids about a cancer diagnosis, educational materials, financial navigation. Our organizations really are there to help. And folks go, if they go to breakawayfromcancer.com, they can learn about these resources. No matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter what kind of cancer you have, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, right. These resources are there. They are free for any person with any cancer. And we really want folks to know that we're there to help them put together an integrated, comprehensive care team to help them through the journey.
Exactly. Well, Joan, you said that breast cancer was not anything that was in your family. So when you put your team together, who did you go to?
And, you know, I grew up with my father being a cancer surgeon. I had heard about him my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear those words, you have cancer. And I got to tell you, even if you're somebody like me who has access to, you know, the best care, mm-hmm. it's really scary and overwhelming. And when I started going public with my cancer journey and hearing from so many other people around the country and hearing about the barriers that they face, that's when I started understanding that it's much more than just finding the best doctors. It's having all all these other resources to just get you through the rigors of going through treatment. And when I started hearing women say, I need to get a ride to chemo, that's when I started it rang true to me how important it was to be able to avail yourself to these resources. And to me, the frustration always is that I hear all these people who have all these needs, and I know that the resources are available because
right.
I joined Breakaway from Cancer. So I kind of feel like it falls on me as a journalist and as a survivor to be the connector, to try to connect people and get the word out that you don't be frustrated and depressed because you can't even get yourself to chemo or you don't know how to navigate the insurance, which is so complicated.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There are people who can help you through that maze.
Kim, Joan brings out a great point here. You know, you think psychologically of what people, when they first hear that they have cancer, what does that mean? I mean, it is a journey that they will go on, one that they've never been prepared. It's not like you go to school and you take, you know, cancer 1A and you have an idea of what to do. I mean, this thing unfolds right before you, and this journey is unfolding before you with simple questions like, how am I going to get the chemo, right?
That's exactly right. I had, you know, one patient who described it to me. She said, I felt like I was taking money out of the ATM and I pushed the wrong language. Suddenly everything was in Chinese or another language, trying to navigate this whole new world, new terms, new information. It really is very complex. And so, you know, Bill, I think it's important for folks to know that when you're diagnosed with cancer, it is very common to feel depressed. It is very common to feel anxious, to feel distressed, to feel overwhelmed. These are very common feelings, and even folks who are super organized and used to being in control of things are gonna feel that, and that is very normal. So, you know, tell your doctor, look, I'm feeling down or I'm feeling overwhelmed, because there are, as Joan said, some amazing resources that are out there. We can get you connected to a social worker. We can get you connected to a nutritionist. We can get you connected to a counselor. We can help you figure out how to talk to your kids about cancer. We can help you navigate, you know, if you're working through cancer, how to navigate that with your employer. There are so many complex issues, and it can be overwhelming. But really, Bill, there is a whole team. You know, we stand here ready to help anybody listening today, anybody diagnosed with cancer, facing a cancer diagnosis. We can help you get educated. We can help you be empowered. We can help you put together this comprehensive support team so that you do not have to face cancer alone. And everything we do is free of charge for anybody with any cancer.
And, you know, Bill, it's not only for the people who hear those words, you have cancer. It's for their family members
exactly.
and their friends.
I'm glad you brought that. Yeah.
And that whole circle that, you know, for those lucky enough that have that circle of people that will kind of come together for you. And I just know from going through this, because I had a hard time even accepting care. Like, that's okay. I can do it all by myself. I'm good. Well, guess what? You're actually not good.
Right.
And if you become a caregiver or just a friend of someone going through it, if you're listening, you always wonder, gee, what should I say or what can I do to help? Well, there's a lot you can do to help.
Yes.
You know, go online or go to Facebook and go to Breakaway from Cancer and find some of these resources and help the person that you are helping connect with some of these resources so that they just don't feel like they're, you know, literally day after day trying to figure out how to just get through life, how to just get through the day.
Exactly. Well, Joan, well said, and I appreciate, and this has been the case with many people, that part of the healing is your advocacy, and you've done it well, and thank you so much for sharing and being so vulnerable about your breast cancer and open about it. And Kim, remind everybody, if you will, as we wrap things up, a Breakaway from Cancer, where they can go for more information.
Absolutely, Bill. We'd love for folks to visit breakawayfromcancer.com to find out about all these amazing free resources for anyone impacted by cancer.
Here, the biggest flooring event of the year, Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale, with 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents, pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19, bamboo from $1.39, get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents, limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents, and more, plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
With a recession in spending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it is time for James Herson. Yes, the one, the only we're talking about. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Fantastic. How are you? I hope you had a blessed Easter.
It was a blessed Easter. I see that you got out of the Easter Bunny outfit okay.
I did. I managed to survive.
It's just all those eggs, man. When you got all those eggs with you, you're popular, you know?
You know, it wasn't like Melissa McCarthy playing Sean Spicer.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Dressed up as the Easter Bunny. I didn't do that.
What a mess. What, I mean, and try as they did over the weekend on Saturday Night Live, Jimmy Fallon came out the worst for the whole situation, right? He's probably thinking maybe he should have been dressed up as the bunny.
Well, according to a host of media outlets, and including the Washington Post and Vanity Fair, Jimmy Fallon is on the new blacklist. Jimmy Fallon has committed the crime of not hitting Trump hard enough. And, you know, it's kind of like what's happened in Hollywood. The new blacklist in Hollywood is based on the idea that if you don't hate Trump with a passion, then you're on the blacklist.
Decoder ring, no secret handshake, you're out of the club.
You're out of the club. And even if you're a Democrat, even if you're a Hillary supporter, even if you supported Obama, it doesn't matter. So now there's these hit pieces that have come out because Jimmy Fallon hosted Saturday Night Live. And, you know, maybe it was his choice, maybe it was the writers, but in the sketches he was in, he was not the character that slammed Trump. And so, even to the point where his monologue, you know, which usually the host has a little bit of control over the monologue. They do sometimes even write their own monologue. But instead, what he did is, he went forward and decided to entertain people, which is his job. What Jimmy Fallon's strong suit is the ability to do these musical impressions.
Exactly.
And so that's what he did in his monologue, and that's one of the things Vanity Fair criticized him for. So it's a whole new world now with you know, even late night comedians and the media collectively smell blood here. Because remember, Jimmy Fallon is the guy that during the campaign, candidate Trump went on the Tonight Show and Jimmy Fallon messed his hair. And people criticized him. They said, what are you trying to do? You're going to humanize him. Like, that's a crime. Don't humanize him. Yeah. And so they never forgave him for that, a whole bunch of columnists. And now they smell blood because Stephen Colbert has bumped up in the ratings, and his show is wall-to-wall anti-Trump. Mm-hmm. And so now the media says, hey, maybe we can get Jimmy Fallon fired. And I think that's what they're trying to do.
Well, that's a shame, because the thing is about it is Jimmy Fallon probably gave him away to save the brand. I mean, because this anti-Trumpism, James, is getting old. It's tired. People are tuning out from it. You know, Alec Baldwin may be having a lot of fun doing the satire on Trump, but come on, let's do something original. Let's do something new. I mean, it is kind of ironic with Melissa McCarthy, as you mentioned her. She's playing the role of Sean Spicer, and I understand this is satire, but her rendition of the Passover, it's just, I'm thinking, I'm going, here they give Sean Spicer a bad time, you know, because he misspoke and whatever, and here we're talking about the Passover and her story of it. I'm going, oh Lord, you know, have mercy.
Well, yeah, you know, you mentioned that it's getting old. I mean, really, really, from the point of view of comedy writing, there is absolutely no imagination in these pieces. They have the same jokes going over and over again. I mean, come on. Alec Baldwin's been on Saturday Night Live playing Trump almost every week. Mm-hmm. And his Trump imitation is annoying now. It's kind of, it's a gross imitation.
It was barely funny to begin with, frankly. And I'm not necessarily a big Trump. I mean, I appreciate certain things he's doing, but it's like, okay, well, give me something that's legitimately funny. I mean, this is kind of goofy. It's so manufactured. It's cheap, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, I mean, they just basically take the news and they, in a very juvenile way, they have, you know, Alec Baldwin, and he holds his face in this grotesque face that looks like he has a medical condition or something. And it's just, yeah, it's not funny because it's too repetitious. Yeah. And, of course, what they did is they drew from the headlines, you know, basically they drew from the fake news. That they've exaggerated the palace intrigue stories, or so-called, that there's this, you know, feud between Jared Kushner, the advisor, who's also Trump's son-in-law, and Steve Bannon. And so they had Fallon playing Kushner, and he was very quiet, like Kushner really is, and that they criticized Fallon for being quiet. Right. But the writing was so unimaginative. And what was odd about it is Baldwin playing Trump was hosting like a bachelor show.
Yeah, I mean, and why not The Apprentice? You know,
exactly.
I mean, that would have been the obvious one, right?
That may have something to do with the fact that the Celebrity Apprentice is an NBC show, and Saturday Night Live is an NBC show. Maybe there was a little pressure there. I don't know.
But, yeah, why stop there? I mean, the whole thing's satire anyway. You might as well just take it all the way, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's amazing is that Washington Post has a headline, right? It says, quote, on Saturday Night Live, Jimmy Fallon stays soft on Trump. That's a headline. And then in Vanity Fair, basically the headline says, how Jimmy Fallon sneakily avoided making a single political statement on SNL. I mean, it's just, why waste ink with this stuff? But it's the new blacklist, and Jimmy Fallon is on it.
And we're trying to save Jimmy Fallon. We're trying to get him away from the booze, and they're doing everything they can to send him back there, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, they're saying now it's the key to success is bashing Trump. Can't you see what's happened with Stephen Colbert? And I think Stephen Colbert's increase in the ratings is mostly due to the fact that he got his character back. You know, he's doing the same thing he did on Comedy Central. And if he keeps just having this back, you know, nonstop wall-to-wall bash Trump stuff, I think his ratings will fall.
Yeah. Well, you run it for as long as you can get away with it, and he's got a little bit of revival. Like you said, he's returned to his main character and his traditional brand, and his loyalists have come back to him. But what kind of numbers are we talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that great a margin. I mean, Jimmy Fallon's still biting. You know, The Tonight Show has that long, long history. Mm-hmm. And I think in the end, you know, when people turn on an entertainment show, they'd like to be entertained.
Exactly.
And I think that's what they're
doing. Imagine that, huh? What a concept. Well, the deal is only for a while there did The Tonight Show fall by the wayside when it abandoned its brand and basically opened the door for Letterman. Letterman took over for, what, less than a month. His ratings increased, but then after that, when The Tonight Show came back and started doing what they do, they regained the number one position.
Yeah, I think that'll happen again. Mm-hmm. Just because they, you know, it's that momentum and the brand and the whole thing. And it just seems like, you know, Stephen Colbert's writers like SNL. They've become obsessed mm-hmm. with anti-Trump material every single week.
Yeah.
I mean, predictably, this thing with Sean Spicer, okay, so what does Melissa McCarthy do? She makes fun of this last week where Sean Spicer had a misstatement mm-hmm. that he apologized for. But it's so predictable.
Yeah. And well, the guy couldn't, and he couldn't apologize enough. I mean, this guy almost needed to go on a national tour 24/7 apologizing.
You know, can you imagine the material they could do with the Obama Spygate?
Yes.
Issue. You know, they'd have Trump ordering a pizza on the White House phone, and then he'd just say, hey, Barack, do you want one?
Yeah.
Because you're always there.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they could do so many great bits with that, but they stay away from that, you know?
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, I'd like them to go knock on their door and see if Valerie Jarrett answers or not, you know, at the house.
Yeah, see, that would be a great bit, too.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Maybe Valerie Jarrett, the crazy aunt in the basement, or whatever she is.
You could have
a lot of fun. I mean, there's so much material on the left that they avoid and they mm-hmm. stay away from, and so it's wall-to-wall Trump bashing. And then, you know, you have Samantha Bee, and you have Seth Meyers, and these people are all dedicated to mm-hmm. bashing Trump all the time. And you know, people get enough of that on MSNBC.
Exactly.
And CNN. And ABC.
Well, and I want to know, how is it advancing your life? I mean, is it helping you? I mean, I'm in for good political comedy. I mean, I've been saying forever, James, we need another Will Rogers on the scene. You know, they could poke fun, have fun, and you know, put a jab here and there, but contribute something after it's said and done, you know? I mean, provoke people into thinking. Here, it's just you provoke people more into disgust than advancing a conversation, but they, in their own echo chambers, believe that they're somehow advancing the culture. I don't know how.
Well, you know, now that the Fox Network is starting to take personalities off of Fox News Channel and put them on the Fox Network like they're doing with Judge Jeanine that gave her a show, mm-hmm. who knows? Maybe the Fox Network will polish up Greg Gutfeld's show. He has a studio audience, and put it up against Stephen Colbert.
Exactly.
It would be an interesting experiment.
A 2-second answer. O'Reilly, a lot of cloud over him. Does he come back or not?
He'll survive. I believe he will. I think there are two reasons. One, he's a very smart guy, and he's already hired a crisis manager, and he's going to handle it very deftly. And secondly, I think Fox News realizes that he is such a significant part of their success.
He's the face of the brand, no doubt.
Yeah, that they just can't afford to see him go down. Although, you know, the sons of Rupert Murdoch that are running, to a great extent, that will end up running the show, are probably not fans of Bill O'Reilly and not fans of Fox News' brand at all.
Probably. Well, James, we got to leave it right there because we're out of time, unfortunately, as always. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sick and tired of being sick.